It is Rise FM mid mornings with myself and Boomi Mbete at 22:11. How I wish. We're talking mental health issues, especially when it comes to relationships. And we're taking it a little bit back, trying to figure out, could it be household settings that have this impact or an effect on who we are when it comes to relationships? And to help us unpack this is clinical psychologist Miranda Manzini. Busile mage. First of all, let me just say thank you so much for always sharing snippets on your timeline. Sometimes the issues you cover are issues that we're unable to talk about in our small circles. So today we're going to focus on one such issue, the impact of household setting on relationships. The argument is, does dating someone raised in a two-parent household make dating easier?
Not necessarily. Asikala ngalokuthi kuna le socialization le hamba ne education letside from ekhaya. And then ngekukhula kuna letindo lelo lothi awufuni ukuphindza. Awufuni ukuthi uphindze utibone. Seniyahlangana nalomuntu wakho nobabili. Seniyafundisana ukuthi niphila njani. It does not make it any easier or any harder. Kuba khona lamaphathi okuthi kunale socialization, sekunale part of unlearning certain things as you go ahead.
So important, because so often we hear of in cases of very violent relationships or abusive relationships, uve athi lo partner lo abusive wakhula naye babo akashaya makwakhe ngiko lokula kwadika ukuthi vele umfado uyashaywa uyaconzisa tigwegwe, as they say.
Again, we are choose ukuthi uthi wena ngoba mine makwambeka shaywa. Mine, I choose ukuthi angeke ngimshaye partner wami. Yes, ulimele ngalokuthi ukubonile kwenteka, but kuna letinqumo lelo totithatha. Kuna la ukhulume khona Mbumi ngekuthi bese sekuba nale individual lobuntu bakho lobungenelelako. Ukuthi ngoba singaqhamuka ku background lefanako with dynamics lafanako, but singaphumi sifana. Hence, I am saying it does not make it any easier or any harder.
I often share a story of the one brother became a doctor, the other was just a drunkard. And nambambuta lokuthi wena wabese utinikele tjwale namba bambe ka sizakho lo dokotela akafuneki ubuthinza bathi hey ye dokotela wanyanya tjwala kangaka ubufunishe ekhaya lakho sibaba bambe ka sizakho. Brothers born of the same parents. So that issue, your perspective matters. But now, researchers are telling us, Gwekuti, people who grow up, especially in healthier households, because they're observing maybe they become better partners or they commit better. And more people who come from single parent households do not have that reference of whether mshato or whatever relationship setting. Therefore, it's not easy for them to commit either.
Ngisho kakhulu kulokuthi we socialize ngetindlela letihlukene, because you do find a person who comes from being raised by mage kuphela. Lothi ngiyakwati kuthandza, ngiyafisa ukuthi bantwana bam ngathi ngabe bathola 1, 2, 3, 4. Uthole lo munye lobuya kunala batali labayi-2 athangibathi nokuthi basahlaleleni. Because ayikho lento labayendako. Yebo, bona kuyatabhela to a certain extent, but ubana la ufika khona sowenta tincumo letitside kuthi ngifuna kuyichubekisa lento or ngifuna ife igcine ngami.
Uvumelana nawe la Vincent Ezra. Uthi there's no such thing as growing up around both parents making you an ideal partner. I grew up an orphan and dated people that had both parents and single parents until I learned that behavior and character is solely one's responsibility. He goes on to say he's happily married today and he could safely say he's a stable, responsible, level-headed partner. Even Mngake uyamangala looking at where he comes from in life. It's just kufakazela what our clinical psychologist Miranda Manzini is saying in terms of making choices. Ultimately, it's the individual's responsibility. But say, perhaps just as a parting shot, I grew up in a household, Sibongile uThembumi, I grew up in a household with both parents, but it felt like I was raised by a single parent. My father was not involved at all. Nanobe besihlala sonke. Would that also not have an impact then in her view of men?
Again, partly. Angeke sikubalekele lokho ukuthi ngoba vele ukhule akubona. But so uyachoose ukuthi mina i-role model yami angeke kube ngubaba wami kutoba ngubaba emanzini so and so emphakathini. Siyabona because lokho ukuthi lokho kubona ufise ukuthandze. Ukuthanda la ekhaya o ukuthanda emphakathini. So lo babe lo longakabi lobe absent. Uyamblocker and choose to say angifuni kuba ngilokho. Ukhona babe zibani bani. Which is always the case nakukhulunywa ngebantwana laba raise ngibomake kuphela o bobabe kuphela. But the father figure, mother figure. Yakubona? Gani ikhona ikhona la emndenini, ikhona emphakathini noma ngabe lo babe angakashadi nalomake. Noma ngabe lo babe kunguye lo lokhulisa labantwana ayedwana. Noma ngabe kungulomake lo lokhulumisa lokhulisa labantwana babo ayedwana.
No. Kuvakele Mage, thank you so much for your time and sharing. I think ultimately leaving inseya nathi as individuals, regardless of our upbringing and our background, we can still make different choices.
Yes.
Awesome stuff. That's
and we can choose not to be selective. Sometimes we make excuses.
Yep.
Ngithi mina ngoba ngishelelile lapha ngoba umntali wami washelela.
Nami ndawugileka khona.
Nami ndawugileka so ngathi uyakupreempta.
And we often create these self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yes.
Awesome. Have a nice day further. That's Miranda Manzini. She's a clinical psychologist. Wangtinza njenga kumbula lenyi post lenyibone recently of a man saying that absent fathers are often absent because of the mother's behavior. Eugene Jackson with Utando on Rise FM.